comes back along the way, comes to me red, black, with a lot to say. She sit my tail down, pulled a wishbone wide, she reamed my head out along the way.
Did you always have a love of music? And I guess more than that, have you always had a need to make music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like I pretty much came out singing, and I was someone who was always humming as a kid in school, and I really fell in love with pianos the first time I saw one. When I was about 4 or 5, I just was drawn to it immediately. I don't know that I even really knew what it was. I saw one in a kindergarten classroom, and also a friend had like a toy, kind of like mid-sized toy piano, and I really just right away loved to play.
And your style of singing, to me, it's almost like you're completely unaware of the possibility that anyone could be listening to you. It's a completely natural thing, but not a sound that a lot of people can make. Has that always been your voice, or did it take you a while to achieve that certain sound?
It definitely evolved. I remember when I was about 10 or 11 being at summer camp and singing for a friend of mine. I was trying to sing a Dolly Parton song. I think it was 9 to 5. And there's this part where Dolly's voice kind of does a little bit of a skip, and I kind of taught myself to do that. Sort of, it's a technique of singing one note and then moving to another note while still leaning on the first note. And it's a bit of like a yodel kind of technique. And over the years, that just felt really natural and expressive to me as a way of moving between my head voice and my chest voice for all any singers out there. And over time, it just became more refined and easier to do. And it's something I like to, it feels expressive to me. It's not really something I thought of. It was just something I enjoyed that felt good.
Seen you play, and you have some interesting techniques that you use on the guitar. You'll strum it sometimes kind of up on the neck a little bit, and it makes it sound a higher pitch, almost like a harp. Could you talk about the origins of this unique style?
I did take classical piano lessons as a child and up until I was a teenager, but then I went to college for something unrelated and kind of picked up music in my 20s as I was paying off my school loans. I kind of returned to it. And that's when I picked up guitar for the first time. So I was self-taught on guitar, as were many of the people in the community that I was part of in New York. I sort of stumbled upon an open mic in the East Village where everyone was making original music, and I just dove into that scene there, and there were so many self-taught guitarists, and everybody had a different style. It's just sort of people teaching themselves. There's so many ways you can play guitar that my own style probably evolved through my training in piano and then just my own particular ear.
When people are coming out to see you in a house show, do you approach it the same way as you do a show in a club or in any kind of venue, or do you take a different approach, more of a people are going to literally be in your face at a house show? I mean, how do you look at those?
I love it, and I choose that. I mean, I've had the experience of playing in larger venues where you're sort of on a raised stage, and especially sometimes I play with other musicians, but as a solo performer, it's not always the best way of relating to the people that are there to hear the music. And I find that house concerts, if everyone's kind of attending to making it comfortable, you know, making sure there's seating and just clearing some space for it, I do pretty much approach it the same way I would playing in a smaller listening room venue. If it's enough folks come out, I will plug in and use some electronics like an amplifier, but sometimes I don't. That can be nice, actually, sort of not have the wires and cables between myself and the audience, but I pretty much approach it like a regular show. I sometimes try to have some participation where people can sing along a bit. It's a great opportunity to kind of create the best possible situation for solo performance that I can think of. I would encourage people who maybe have never gone to a house concert and either find that idea a little intimidating or don't know what to expect to just come out and try it. I think it's a really wonderful and somewhat revolutionary way of bringing music back into the home environment. It's my favorite way to make music, and also it's going to be my first trip to Kentucky. I don't know when I'll be back. I'm really looking forward to seeing who comes out and getting to visit Paducah a bit and just look around and get a sense of a new place in the U.S. that I haven't visited before.
Something loosened around my heart from where it was bound. It fluttered around this funny motion. First mistaken as attack, I realize and step back. With realize, I step back and let it happen. Knitted so snug inside my chest, iron lungs, ribs as rungs. Those who care to try and climb me sometimes say it's hard to find me. Still in reflex, I would shout when I began spilling out, weeping clearly as a blister. Hey, I'm here, you almost missed her.